Earlier this month, the World Bank announced that high food prices could push over 100 million people into deeper poverty. Now, Canada has become the latest major donor country to break the link between foreign food aid and assisting domestic farmers. Canadian authorities say that rising food and fuel prices means it makes more sense to provide aid agencies with cash, giving them the flexibility to source cheaper food. We spoke with James Stapleton of the Jesuit Refugee Service, who said his organization is happy about Canada's decision.
We're particularly happy because of this move, because in the past what's actually happened is bringing food from Canada and more importantly from the United States of America and bringing it to markets in Africa and Asia, sometimes they've devastated the local food markets. There's been a shortage of food and food prices have increased, and then they've brought food in and it's devastated the local food markets, and local producers have been unable to sell their food then in the long term, because whilst bringing food in may solve a short-term crisis, we also have to think about the long-term ability of a country to be able to meet its own food security needs. The Canadian move is not the first, or I think the United Kingdom is also moving in that way. I think most importantly, I hope it will put pressure on the United States of America. The United States of America provides the vast majority of food aid in the world, and at the moment, nearly all of that food aid is delivered in food as opposed to money to buy food locally. And we're hoping that the U.S. government will now see the benefits of sourcing that food locally.